Hello, everybody. My name is Lorenzo Zuccari, and I'm the chairman of the Albanian Media Council. I'm going to talk a bit about ethics, not so much about ethics, but what happens when ethics goes wrong. From experience, I know that when you say the word ethics, usually people fall asleep, because, I mean, it's not something really sexy, you know, to talk about. For example, in Albania, we all know that we have a very low standard of ethics in media, but it's not that anybody is doing anything about that, you know, because it's like a given fact, and therefore it's there and we don't care. But what the lack of ethics in media has provoked something that this guy, maybe you know him. This guy was not smiling, and he thought, we need to do something about ethics. Actually, he didn't put it in such soft terms. He's the Prime Minister of Albania, for those who don't know much about the country. But I figure out, if you are for 2 or 3 days in the country, definitely you have seen this guy somewhere. I mean, in a TV screen or anywhere, because he's the most familiar face with, I mean, since you wake up and until you go to sleep. So, at some point last year, the Prime Minister of Albania thought, we have a problem with the media. And he started thinking about that in related with the ethics. Because Albanian media, as I told you, is highly unethical. The council that I lead has done a survey, and we found out that there are at least 10 breaches per day of ethics in Albanian media. There is defamation, there is lack of transparency, there is the bad reporting of judicial procedures. There are opinions that are disguised as facts, and many more. So the Prime Minister said, okay, we need to do something about it. His main concern was the so-called defamation. He came to the conclusion that there is too much defamation in the country, so we need to do something about it. But in the meantime, let me show you. The Prime Minister has his own TV channel. Look, this is his own logo. ERTV is initials over there. It's a streaming TV channel. Because he decided to do the news himself. I don't think there is anything more unethical than this, you know, as a Prime Minister producing news about himself. But not only that. Even the news about the Prime Minister's activities are also broadcasted in his streaming channel, and he wants every media to get the feed from his own channel. So basically, he's producing the news, his own news, and wants everybody else to get the news from him and not cover him. You see him still smiling, and they say that he's Merkel's favorite, or was until recently. Now I want to tell you about this this law. He started a campaign about the defamation, against the defamation, knowing that the Albanian public is quite sensible towards the lack of ethics. So he was writing on this and said, we need to create a package against defamation. I'm going to tell you about this package because it's important. So the package was had two laws, two different laws put together. The word defamation in both laws doesn't exist. So it means the laws are not exactly about defamation. But as you can see, there is the first law. It has to do with registering everything that is produced on the internet. So this is an amendment to another law. There is this, it's called Postal and Electronic Communications Authority that will oversee everything that is produced electronically and put on internet as a publication. So you see, it's things that are published daily or periodically, basically everything. And whatever is has the purpose of public information, entertainment, and education. I think they have left out only trade. But everything else on the internet is subject to this law. So if you want to go on the internet and publish, for example, I don't know, your grandmother wants to keep a diary of her cookies, you know, or I don't know, maybe have a cooking blog. She should be, and her blog are subjected to this law. The second law, because the two of them are intertwined, the second law says it is about media, and says that the new law is applicable to all audiovisual linear broadcasts and non-linear, but is not applicable to the print media. This means that it was targeted only for the online media. There is no reason why a law about ethics should cover only online media and not the print media. This means that on print, you can say basically everything. You can put whatever you like there, defamation or not, unethical things. But they don't care. They just don't want you to bring it online. So for the same news, if you put it online, you are subject to this law. If you put it just on the print paper, nobody cares about it. What is an electronic publication? As I told you, they also try to put in the second law the broad version of what the law covers. So whatever information, entertainment, and education is put in internet on a daily and periodical basis, it will be covered by this second law as well. Going on. What are they requiring from the publications on the internet? What do they want from you? I mean, what can you do wrong that they cannot tolerate, or maybe they can, punish you about, or punish you for? They put a list of things that you should not do on your publications on the internet. I just handpicked some of them that to be very absurd. For example, this one. You shall ensure that publications are shown in a realistic, impartial, and objective manner. What is impartial, for example? Do you think that New York Times is impartial? I don't think so. I mean, they lean on the left. Fox News is impartial? No. They lean on the right? No. Because every media outlet has the right to keep a stance by certain ideological point. So that makes no sense. Being impartial in the media makes no sense. Of course, you have to be objective, and you have to report objectively, but you cannot be impartial. No. And to be honest, the word realistic doesn't say anything to me. What else you cannot do on internet? For example, if you publish something on internet, you have to be careful that it respects the rules of ethics and public moral. What is public moral? So basically, if your blog is judged to be against the public morals, they will put sanctions on you. And who will judge the public moral? This law is, the institution overseeing this law is something called AMA, which is Albanian Audiovisual Authority. AMA will oversee all of the media, and if they find you that you don't respect the public morals, they can shut down your media. They have set a procedures which is quite short. For example, every blog must have some person appointed to answer to the complaints. Grandmother has a blog about cooking. She has to hire somebody to answer to her complaints. Otherwise, I mean, she will be sanctioned, she has to hire somebody who must be 24 hours a day on call to answer to all complaints. If within 24 hours the person appointed by grandma doesn't respond to the complainant, then the issue goes to the complaint council of AMA, which takes 72 hours to judge the complaint and react to that. AMA is a highly politicized institution. The board of AMA is appointed by political parties. It means, at least in countries like Albania, you cannot expect a fair judgment by AMA and the complaint council that they have. Let's say that the prime minister wants to make a complaint. He has something, I mean, he's not happy with something that the media has published online. He makes a complaint, 24 hours, you have to bring it down. If you don't bring it down, he will complain to the complaint council of AMA. Of course, they will not wait 72 hours. They will gather within an hour because it's a prime minister we are talking about. They will reach a decision, and in 25 hours, you have to obey to their decision. Otherwise, they will take sanctions. If you have three administrative contraventions within a year, they will block access to your blog or to your media portal or whatever you have online. With four administrative contraventions, they will block access to your blog for 7 days. And if you have five breaches for you, in a year, they can block your blog for 1 year. What does this mean? I mean, the sanctions are effective immediately. You may go to court, and in 2 years you may find that maybe you were right, and they had no right to close your blog. But you will have lost a year or 2 years or 3 years in the courts. Because the sanctions, as I told you, are effective immediately. You may say, what about the publications or news portals that are not registered in Albania? Let's say, I don't know, The Guardian. Because they can block access to your blog only if you are registered with an Albanian domain. But what if you are not managed in Albania? You are, your servers are outside, you have a foreign domain. In this case, they decided to put an extra effort and to block access to your blog in the whole territory of Albania. How does it work? For example, let's take The Guardian. If somebody has a complaint about The Guardian, they go to AMA, to the Council of Ethics that I told you, and file their complaint. If The Guardian doesn't respond to this complaint, then AMA has right to count it as one breach, with three breaches per year during a calendar year. So if The Guardian doesn't answer to three complaints in a year, they will block the access to The Guardian in the territory of Albania through whatever means, I mean, through cell phones, computers or anywhere. And if there is one more breach of the ethics by The Guardian, it means a fourth complaint comes forward, then they will block access to this service permanently in the territory of Albania. If they don't respond within 24 hours. So with this law, they can block every major newsletter from abroad. With only 4 complaints, you will never see, you can never read New York Times ever again in the territory of Albania. We are yet speaking about a draft law, so no need to worry yet about it. And this is another article that says that the sanctions are effective immediately. And besides blocking your blog, they are also put fines which are quite big for Albanian standards. The biggest one is around 8,000 euro, but I think that's maybe the profit that a blog can get in 1 year. So to me, it's quite abusive, even that. And they can sanction you both by closing your website or portal, but also fining you with an amount like that. But what's the purpose of all of this? I will tell you in a second. If you can see the distribution of televisions in Albania, you can see that it is all in a couple of hands. So only 2 families in Albania have more than 2/3 of the share of the audience. And the 4 biggest owners in Albania, they control, I think it's something like more than 90% of the audience. So they have already control over televisions. All these 4 biggest owners of the biggest media are all oligarchs connected to the government through various contracts. For example, the Franga family that control the Time Media, they are big constructors. Dunago family, big constructors. Irfan Hüsamoğlu, also another big constructor. So all of them are linked with the government. The government doesn't fear them. That's why they don't care about them. And all these fines that I told you are only for the online media. They're not for televisions. Because the televisions are already in the Prime Minister's pocket. That's why he's worried for something else, which is a territory that he cannot yet control. Because there are at least 750 news portals in Albania. I know it is too much, maybe, considering that we are a country of 2.6 living inside the territory, the borders. But that says that the online media landscape is very fractured and you cannot control all of them. That is what bothers the Prime Minister. That's why he wants to approve a law like that, which is in contrary to all the conventions, European conventions about freedom of media, and the way that Europe has dealt with ethics in the media. So it's totally against that. But the Prime Minister doesn't care. He just wants to have control. I'm bringing you this latest news. You probably know about it. It's this video that came out about the vice chancellor of Austria. And I read through the transcript of that video, and what was interesting, in my opinion, was something that. So, if you are not familiar with that, the vice chancellor of Austria was taped with having a conversation with the niece of a Russian oligarch, and they were doing. I mean, he was offering her contracts from the Austrian government, etc., etc., just to have her support for his own party. But one thing that struck me when I read it was what the guy, this vice chancellor, told her. He told her that they needed her to buy an Austrian media. So, to manipulate the Austrian opinion, through that media during the election time, because that is very important, to put your hands over the media. And the guy mentioned Viktor Orban as a perfect example how to control the media. As you may know, Orban has turned all the major media in Hungary in a means of propaganda. And the major media are already bought by his closest friends, associates, and oligarchs. So that's why, I mean, the Prime Minister of Albania would love to be like Orban and control all the media. And I'm repeating it, the only space he doesn't control yet is the online space. What is important to know about this kind of laws is that they tend to replicate. I mean, these guys copy from each other quite quickly. Two or three months after the Prime Minister of Albania proposed that law on online media, Putin did a similar thing. He managed to pass the law that could punish the so-called media that produce so-called fake news. So this is the way they are heading to. This is the way they want to control the online market of news and reporting. I think they are, besides this guy that has spoken in this talk, there are plenty of more, and most of them are the four of them are populists, and there are a lot more in Europe populists like them, and they have the same stance towards media and online media. Therefore, I believe it's important to keep guard against this kind of laws, because they tend to control. I mean, they wish and will is to control everything. If that law that I spoke to you about manages to go in parliament and get voted, we will have at least a deep self-censorship, because everybody will be cautious not to publish anything that could be, could lead to closing down your blog or finding it. Because fear is sometimes a very powerful drive, at least in this part of the world. So basically this was what I wanted to talk about, hoping that I have enlightened you a bit about the way that politics want to get into controlling the production of news in the internet. Anything in theory you want to discuss or talk about? Or any question over there? Yes, please.
What's the antidote? How do you fix it?
Yeah, I mean, the antidote was invented, so to say, in the Scandinavian countries like 100 years ago. Almost. It's called
self-regulation.
Yeah, it's called self-regulation. So, I guess maybe it was Danish, but one of the Scandinavian countries, they gathered and said, we don't want laws. The press must be free. We don't want a law that controls the press. We can regulate it on our own. So what they do is they create press councils where all the media adhere to, and they have bodies that deal with all unethical issues that appear. They even take complaints. You don't need a state authority to take the complaints about media. Media can do it themselves. You take your own complaints, treat them fairly, and if people are not satisfied with that, they can go to the court. For example, we have very good laws about defamation. You can go to the court and you find your right. You don't need a law about media to regulate that. And for what I'm, for what I've seen in Europe, the only answer to this is self-regulation. But I mean, for people who wants to have a long hand and have control of things, self-regulation is not very effective. Yes, please.
Do you think that the automatic reporting will the government talk the Prime Minister to set up a system which is monitoring these things actively? Or is it just when somebody notices something that's in the complaint?
I don't think that our Prime Minister like really monitor. I mean, he has his own perceptions of the circle around him. But I think the whole thing is to instill fear. I mean, just want you to fear this law, which can be very selective if they decide to punish somebody. Anything else? Don't need to put back the photo with Mary and the Prime Minister. Maybe you'll get some. Here they are. I think I'm done here if there is no other question. Thank you very much for attending.